is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now among the growing rank-and-file Democrats endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president, now 24 hours following President Biden's decision to drop out. Harris praising Biden's accomplishments today from the White House.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history. Yes, you may clap. In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
Our Ed O'Keefe says Harris is now scrambling to rally support ahead of the Democratic convention next month.
She's got about a third of the delegates needed committed to her already, thanks to delegates from North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, New Hampshire, Florida, and a handful of other states expected to say that whenever a roll call is held, they intend to vote en masse for the vice president.
Harris is also putting together a short list of potential running mates that includes several governors. North Carolina's Roy Cooper is one of them. He talked about Harris's chances against Donald Trump on MSNBC.
She is relatively young and strong and vigorous. Donald Trump is old and forgetful, and she's going to be able to make that contrast.
And the attack ads against Harris have already begun, including one from a Trump super PAC. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
They think she was complicit in covering up what they say is a mental condition that Biden has. They're also focusing on immigration policy and economic policy, which they take fault with, and they say that she has been an integral part of.
Biden's been in Delaware since his COVID diagnosis, but is expected to address the nation later this week. The head of the Secret Service is in the hot seat today on Capitol Hill as she testifies about Trump's attempted assassination. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is calling for Kimberly Cheadle to resign.
Under Director Cheadle's leadership, we question whether anyone is safe, and certainly not the presidential candidate.
She owned up to the security failures.
We must learn what happened, and I will move heaven and earth to ensure that an incident like July 13th does not happen again.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to Washington now to meet with President Biden.
In this time of war and uncertainty, it's important that Israel's enemies know that America and Israel stand together today, tomorrow, and always.
He's said to address Congress on Wednesday. An Israeli delegation will also travel to Doha this week to discuss new ceasefire and hostage swap demands in Gaza. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. About 3,300 people in Racine County lost power this afternoon due to a crash on Highway 11 near Menards. The outages were mainly concentrated in Sturtevant. A pickup truck rolled over in Kenosha County Saturday, hitting two telephone poles before coming to a rest on its side. The driver and passenger were helped out and declined medical assistance. The Sheriff's Department is investigating. Vice President Kamala Harris, now a presidential candidate, is set to visit Milwaukee tomorrow. The specific locations for her campaign stops have not yet been released. A dispute between Mount Pleasant and Racine over water service approvals is threatening to delay Microsoft's data center project. Leaders are meeting this week in an attempt to resolve the impasse. The hospital in downtown Kenosha will become a 72-bed addiction treatment center. It's scheduled to open next summer and will offer detox and residential care services. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers open training camp without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their first practice of training camp today, but with Jordan Love watching, not participating. What's the status of his contract talks with the team? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done that he would not practice. So unless something gets done here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. This is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there, but as of now, until we get that resolved, you know, he will not be practicing.
Baseball. The Brewers at Wrigley Field open a three-game series tonight against the Cubs. Craig Counsell not happy with a reporter's question about Christopher Morrell.
Looked like he was swinging for the leg there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about.
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad
take? He's having a good at bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Super sunny today with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Winds off the lake at about 5 to 10 miles per hour and a clear night ahead as we fall into the mid-60s. Chances of some scattered showers and storms do swing through the area by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Monday afternoon, a beautiful one. Lots of sunshine, fairly mild temperatures, just a nice summer day. Enjoy it. Here's Steppenwolf with Magic Carpet Ride on WRJN.
Why don't you Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sweet love is
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. All right, for today's useless fact, you need to be somewhat familiar with classic video games. So many of you will be familiar with this. All right, today's useless fact is Mario, the video game icon, originally worked as a carpenter, not a plumber. All right, so in the early arcade game Donkey Kong, which was released in 1981, Mario was known as a jump man. He worked as a carpenter, not a plumber, in that original Donkey Kong.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/Trump Monitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby. thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to him. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true.
Elvis Presley, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, now a song that is a tribute to those involved in the battle for civil rights, specifically Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., and John F. Kennedy. It's Abraham, Martin, and John. It's Dion on WRJN. local news and timeless hits on WRJN. In fact, no other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. For 97 years, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A dispute between Mount Pleasant and Racine over water service approvals is threatening to delay Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center project. That's according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. Mount Pleasant officials allege that Racine has imposed a de facto development ban, while Racine argues that the changed circumstances since the Foxconn agreements have altered the economic landscape. Leaders are set to meet this week in an attempt to resolve the impasse and move the project forward. The hospital in downtown Kenosha is set to become an addiction treatment center. Operations are scheduled to begin next summer. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center is a collaboration between Guardian Recovery and Frederick South. It'll take up three floors of the downtown hospital. The new facility will offer detox and residential care services. EAA Air Venture starts today. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Over 10,000 airplanes are expected to land at Whitman Airport. More than 13,000 sites and aircraft and drive-in camping accounted for an estimated 40,000 visitors last year. And the weather there usually turns severe. If you're headed to Oshkosh, be sure to text OSHALERT to 1-855-485-5674 for severe weather warnings while you're there. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Winds off the lake at about 5 to 10 miles per hour and a clear night ahead as we fall into the mid-60s. Chances of some scattered showers and storms do swing through the area by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
We'll be right back.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, watching sports can actually make you happier and healthier. Okay, happier, I understand. Healthier? I don't know.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too.
Zombies, time of the season on WRJN. Think of the lyrics in that song. What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Now, those lyrics are a nod to the Gershwin standard Summertime, which the Zombies released on their first album. That song contains the lyrics, your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would without you.
Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. All right, on the internet, people were asked recently, when did you realize you were dating someone who wasn't very smart? Here are a couple of the responses. One person said, we had a heated debate about whether or not dinosaurs were alive during the American Revolution. Her stance was, quote, there's really no way to know. And this person said, she got a tattoo from her friend with the word angle on it. Obviously, it was supposed to say angel.
If you love summer berries, you absolutely have to stop by O&H Danish Bakery this week. O&H is featuring their summer berry crumble Kringle with a filling blend of fresh strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries layered on a bed of cream cheese. You'll enjoy summer's best berries with every bite. What's more, this delicious Kringle is topped with buttery streusel and sweet icing, so be sure to pick up one this week. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners, so they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Got me.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. And the
WRJN.
Well, I guess change.